Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Ladies and gentlemen, every night here on the show, we pride ourselves on giving you a whole lot of stuff. But sometimes there's too much stuff for the show hole. For instance, last night we had a lovely conversation with the legendary Julie Andrews, but some of it just wouldn't fit. So it is my pleasure right now to present this spoonful of sugar. One of the first times I interviewed you, we actually, when the camera turned off, we did a little bit of...
Well, you shut down the show at the time. You said, turn off the cameras, turn off the cameras.
Because I was in character, and I couldn't really enjoy you as much as
That's
I would.
Right. You were so character... great, though,
oh,
Stephen.
Thank you very much. Well, a poem we started to do together at the time was The King's Breakfast.
That's right.
By A.A. Milne.
And I was wondering... You asked me if I knew an A.A. Milne poem, and I said, yes, but do you know? And I started to recite it, and you said, stop cameras, I've got to give her a hug. It's my favorite poem and one of my favorite poems.
My mother used to read this to me as
That's
a child.
That's right, yeah.
And we're probably out of time, but would you, I would just love if we could read The King's Breakfast by A.A. Milne together.
I'd love to.
Okay.
How shall we do it? Shall I do the voices and you do the narrative, or...
Oh,
or,
that sounds
or vice
nice.
Versa?
No, that sounds nice.
Okay.
Why don't... Okay, I'll do the narrative.
Okay,
and you
I
do
think
the
I remember it, but
so
let's
here's
see.
A copy for oh,
okay.
you. Here's a copy for
so
me.
So you do all the setups.
I'll do all the setups.
All right.
Okay, you're the director. I'm just... I'm just pigment on your brush, Julian.
Oh,
okay.
Shut up.
okay. So, The King's Breakfast by A.A. Milne, Stephen Colbert, and Julian
And
Andrews.
Julie Andrews, right.
The king asked the queen, and the queen asked the dairymaid,
could we have some butter for the royal slice of bread?
The queen asked the dairymaid. The dairymaid said,
certainly, I'll go and tell the cow now before she goes to bed.
The dairymaid, she curtsied and went and told the Alderney,
don't forget the butter for the royal slice of bread.
The Alderney said sleepily,
you'd better tell His Majesty that many people nowadays like marmalade instead.
The dairymaid said,
fancy.
And went to tell Her Majesty. She curtsied to the Queen. She turned a little red.
Excuse me, Your Majesty, for taking the liberty, but marmalade is tasty if it's very thickly spread.
The Queen said,
oh.
And went to tell His Majesty.
Talking of the butter for the royal slice of bread, many people think that marmalade is nicer. Would you like to try a little marmalade instead?
The King said,
bother.
And then he said,
oh, dearie me.
The king sobbed,
oh, dearie me.
And went back to bed.
Nobody,
he whimpered,
could call me a fussy man. I only wanted a little bit of butter for my bread.
The queen said,
there, there.
And went to the dairymaid. The dairymaid said,
there, there.
And went to the shed. The cow said,
there, there, I didn't really mean it. Here's milk for his porringer and butter for his bread.
The queen took the butter and brought it to His Majesty. The king said,
butter, eh?
And bounced out of bed.
Nobody,
he said as he kissed her tenderly.
Nobody,
he said as he slid down the banisters.
Nobody, my darling, could call me a fussy man. But I do like a little bit of butter with my bread. Bravo, you.
Bravo.
We finally
I'll take
made
that,
a...
young lady. Thank you.
You were terrific.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That was such a delight. Thank you, Julie.
We should put it down one day.
The book Homework is available now. Julie Andrews, everybody.
Up next, Jonathan Franzen tells a bedtime story. Late Show Poncho listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Well, that's it for The Late Show, everybody. Tune in tomorrow when my guests will be Seth MacFarlane and Neil deGrasse Tyson. But before we go,
it's awfully late.
So let's hear a little bedtime story from National Book Award-winning author Jonathan Franzen. Jonathan, would you read us a little bedtime story?
I would be happy to.
Great. We're ready.
Little Red Riding Hood. Once upon a time, there was a girl named Little Red Riding Hood who loved her grandmother's local independent bookstore. One day, when she went to the store to buy a cookbook, there was an enormous wolf behind the counter. Yes, a terrible wolf. The wolf was wearing the grandmother's granny glasses and her Oakland Raiders cap. "Why, Grandmother," said Little Red Riding Hood, "what big eyes you have." "The better to see your consumer preferences and target you with advertising," the wolf said. "But, Grandmother," said Little Red Riding Hood, "what big ears you have." "The better to hear your opinions about the products I sell," the wolf said. "But, Grandmother," the girl said, "what big hands you have." "The better to give you free overnight shipping," the wolf said. "Oh, but Grandmother, what big teeth you have," said Little Red Riding Hood. "The better to gobble up every retailer in the world," the wolf snarled, "because then I can gobble up every consumer too and finally earn a profit for my shareholders." With that, the wolf leaped from behind the counter and swallowed Little Red Riding Hood. Then, drowsy from his meal, he fell asleep, and along came the United States Department of Justice, looking for the multinational monopoly that had wiped out local retailers and set up low-wage distribution centers in tax-friendly states. The department scissored open his belly, and out tumbled Little Red Riding Hood, her beloved grandmother, her grandmother's employees, and millions of other retailers and consumers. They all lived happily ever after.
Wow, well, thank you, Jonathan. That was a scary story. Can I ask you something? Is the wolf a metaphor for something?
Possibly.
Is it Zappos? You know, wolves are endangered. It's illegal to hurt a wolf, Jonathan Franzen.
It was just a little pair of scissors. It was sewn right back up.
No harm was done. Didn't say that part.
No law.
Say that part in the story. Say you cut open the wolf. You could be arrested, Jonathan Franzen.
The Department of Justice cut open the wolf. It was not me.
So it's okay that the government did it. Jonathan Franzen's book is Purity. Get it today. Good night.
George Saunders tells a bedtime story after this.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Podshow? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Well, that's it for The Late Show. Tune in tomorrow. My guests will be Downton Abbey's Michelle Dockery, Hugh Bonneville, and Alan Leach, director Adam McKay, and a musical performance by Kurt Vile. But before we go tonight, how about a bedtime story?
George,
I understand that you wrote one for us.
I did. This is called Festive, and it's in the form of a diary entry. Okay. Dear diary, tonight, December 8th, Christmas around corner. Must admit, slight sense of dread. This Christmas has to be modest. We always say, never do. Note to self, set low dollar limit per kid. Exchange homemade presents. Christmas morning, sing carols. List many blessings in life. Go in yard, gaze at sky to assuage kids' sense of having been gypped by small limit. Or to maximize amount kids can get within limit, buy no presents pre-Christmas, but day after Christmas, go to mall, find bargains. Could be fun. New holiday tradition. Make sandwiches at home. Eat sandwiches in food court. After having kids sign agreement RE arcade verboten. Tonight, however, kids excited about Christmas. Making lists of presents they want. Edward wants pony. Emma wants mink boots. Kids unaware of our recent financial fiasco? But no, kids aware. Edward, Daddy, how did we go broke? Me, we did not exactly feel why our culture is so crass. Wish we lived where money no big deal. People happy due to trees. Sun, if person laid off, has brief period of not working, finally finds job far below previous job, no big deal. Worry, why are kids so materialistic? Me, okay guys, who was Jesus? Long pause. Emma, this perfect person lived a long time ago and loved everyone? Respectful silence in living room. Then Edward says, yeah, Jesus cool. Jesus had son named Tiny Tim. And then this mob came, killed Tiny Tim. Tiny Tim came back to life on the third day. Killed the mob with lasers coming out of his eyes. I propose we take a walk. Outside, world of white. Big flakes floating down past streetlight. Emma, Daddy, how many days will you get off this year for Christmas? Me, 3. Moon high, snow blue in moonlight, branches of trees holding narrow shells of snow. Fun, Emma says, that will be fun. And just like that is Christmas.
Merry Christmas, George.
Merry Christmas, Stephen.
George Saunders, everybody. Good night.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.